Good day. This is the Technologist KS3 Daily Briefing for February 5th, 2019. My name is Kenneth Saunders III. I'd like to thank you for listening to this podcast. Please support this podcast by listening to it on a daily basis, but then also sharing it with everyone that you know on all your social media. But then also make sure that you subscribe to this podcast wherever you're listening to it, so that way that you can be notified on when the latest episode is live. But then also you can support my podcast by going to patreon.com/KS3Tech and make a donation there. Greatly appreciate it. So let's go ahead and start the briefing. First up is the Democrats. Yes, today is the day of the State of the Union Address. Hopefully that you'll be able to enjoy it. And I think it's really important still. I know this is not technology side, but it's always important to listen to the leader of the free world and see what he's going to say, because in order to be able to create policies that will benefit your community, listen to the very top. And if you don't agree with it, make the change within your own community. But Democrats are actually overreacting to Apple's FaceTime bug. And they have sent a letter out to Tim Cook, the CEO of Apple, to explain why Apple had this bug. This is a complete overreaction, because one of the things that I know Apple has done is, one, they acknowledged the problem, two, made corrections immediately to make sure that nobody can utilize the bug, and also, three, they're making the corrections on correcting the bug. And so with the Democrats to overreact in this kind of way, see, this is one of the reasons why we need people who are technologists, who are very familiar with technology, to lead this country and lead in our elected officials. Because of the pace that technology is moving, you won't get silly requests like this and wasting everybody's time. That's the truth. Next up, speaking of Apple, the vice president of retail and people, Angela Arendt, is leaving Apple in April. She's being replaced by Deidre O'Brien, and Angela is actually leaving for Ralph Lauren. And she's been with Apple for 5 years and has done a wonderful thing with Apple, with not only just including today at Apple, designing and redesigning all the Apple stores, which is absolutely great. Now, one thing, here's the truth. One of the failures that Apple has done, particularly during her term of 5 years, is actually putting Apple stores in minority areas. So in that case, goodbye, Angela. You did not listen to your customers or making things aware for Apple to expand their brand to people that actually not only desire your products, but then also will spend money on your products. So let's see if Deidre O'Brien can do a better job at this. Next up, we actually have Facebook. Facebook Messenger has released a great new feature for Messenger. So, like, have you ever sent a message to anyone and you're like, after you press that send button, you're like, oh, I shouldn't have done that? Well, Facebook Messenger is giving you a way of being able to unsend that message. Now, you do have to act quick on it, but it's great that you're able to undo or unsend that message. So kudos for Facebook for actually putting something in that is really useful. Then next up we have, oh my gosh, Democrats again. But this is actually a good one. Good story. Ajit Pai, who is the chairman of the FCC, has been in there for the past couple years, has really transformed the FCC from being a part of the government where they were open, really out for consumers, to where now they're more inclusive, closed off, secret, and working more for corporations. Well, the Democrats have actually placed him on notice, saying that there's going to be a lot more scrutiny while the Democrats are in control in the House. So, Ajit Pai, I hope that you really take this serious and actually start working with consumers, because part of the problem and the reason why they're being scrutinized and the FCC is being scrutinized is because they're not receptive to customer complaints. So hopefully that will change and they will get better at it and we can live with a better FCC. what the FCC needed to do is crack down on AT&T for misleading or lying to people about the 5GE service, which is just only advanced LTE 4G. That's it. And it's interesting because I listened to various podcasts and whatnot throughout the day, but particularly on CNET today, the couple of hosts actually kind of defended that AT&T was lying. Now, I don't know about you, lying and misleading, and particularly when you're trying to sell people on something, that's more like lying because the underlying technology is not 5G and has nothing to do with 5G. And I'll keep complaining about that until who knows when, maybe until 5G really comes out. But that really won't come out until next year in 2020. But next up is also Mark Zuckerberg. So Mark Zuckerberg has stated that he believes that Facebook has made the world a better place. Now, to some degree, I agree with him. But there's a lot of ways I disagree. Now, it's cool that it has been enable us to be able to reconnect with classmates, view what our family is doing, receive bad stories, and be able to share stories. But it hasn't necessarily brought people together, let's be honest. And it's also helped stimulate the addiction to our devices, our tablets, and our smartphones, because we get the notifications. It has brought out pure narcissism out of people because they want the attention for getting likes and on their posts. And then even it has helped break people up in their relationships because a guy may like a girl's post that his woman be like, why do you like her post? But I mean, no, seriously. So in other words, it really hasn't made it a better place, a more connected place, yes. But the human element is still something that's missing. We still don't get an opportunity to really be able to connect with that person. And now we have a generation of people that are more comfortable with looking at the devices instead of having that one-to-one conversation, like actually going on a date and not looking at your phone. It's a serious problem because they got to look and see, oh, what's going on Facebook? I just got a notification. So Facebook has made some things better, but overall, it really hasn't. And that's the truth about technology. So this actually ends today's briefing for February 5th, 2019. Again, my name is Kenneth Saunders III, and hopefully that you've been able to learn something, and hopefully you'll be able to get more comfortable with technology. And that's what my main mission is, to help you know the truth about technology so that way that you can have competent conversations with people and hopefully change your perspective so that way that you can seek and continue to be curious about technology like I am. Everyone have a great day and talk to you all later.